Construction group WBHO is battling down under. The company's posted a 16% rise in revenue, but cost overruns at a roads project in Australia has offset gains from its African and UK operations for the most part, leading to a 56% plunge in operating profit. Company's chair, Mike Wiley, joins us now with greater perspective on those numbers. Thanks so much, Mike, for joining us in studio this evening. So where today's GDP print reflects that South Africa's construction industry or sector is under pressure, it's more so your Australian arm that's strained right now. What's gone wrong?
It is a pity. This Australian road contract in Melbourne, it was a lump sum fixed price contract. Our guys over there misinterpreted the specifications and the pricing. And we realized in December that we were in trouble. We took 500 million reserve. We haven't actually incurred those losses yet, but it will come next year. So it's been a real blow to us.
Mike, you point to technical specifications that were off. Is that an easy mistake to make?
I think so. You know, our consultants, we believe our consultants really didn't give us the right information. I think we also made our own mistakes in interpreting the information. Once the road started, and it's pretty complicated, you know, doing roads in town with a lot of utilities and a lot of traffic. And so it just hasn't worked out. And just a big mistake. Unfortunately, you know, it's a real pity because our other road contracts, you know, we've only just really got into municipal infrastructure. Remember, that took over from the resource infrastructure that we were involved in when the resources came off. And it was a good strategy to go in, and I'm keen that the guys carry on with it. And hopefully we'll learn from this mistake. But all our infrastructure work in the Western Australia, Perth, has gone very well this year. So it's just this one contract that...
So do you have a handle on that at this stage? And with work still needing to happen, of course, on that end and needing to be done, how soon before it starts reflecting positively on your balance sheet?
We hope that what the amount that we've taken as reserve now for that loss is the correct amount. You know, we'll be finished that contract by about September next year, and then it'll all be positive again from there. I think, you know, if you look at the results, if we hadn't have had this loss, we would have actually shown an increase in headline earnings this year.
Mm-hmm. And that growth, reflective of some of the growth you're surprisingly seeing in South Africa. So talk us through where you're seeing growth right now and to what extent this tide is starting to turn for you.
In South Africa, our turnovers were slightly up on last year. Profits slightly down, which is not unexpected because the work is really tough to get. But we were very happy that we were able to bring in almost the same or slightly more turnover this year than the previous year, which in these conditions, because it has been a really tough year for the industry. And then, of course, the UK has done very well, and that's brought in a turnover of about 6 billion. Mm-hmm. And our order book now reflects increase in turnover in all those areas except Australia, where we are just pulling back a bit because we just want to make sure we're more selective over there to get the margin up. Because, as you know, our margins are always tight there. So the order book is looking good. You know, I think it was 49 billion the previous year. We're now at 47, and that's because of the pullback in Australia. So it's increased in all sectors in South Africa.
You talk about tight margins over in Australia. What's the quality of your order book looking like in South Africa? How much of a compromised margin position are we looking at?
Now, I think our order book in South Africa is fine. It's tough, it's tight, but we're comfortable with it. We're very pleased to have that sort of work coming up for the next 12 months. And we are starting to see some green shoots, you know. Most probably the GDP growth that we've seen, really nice to see 3.1%, but possibly that's just offsetting the 3% loss the previous quarter, but I think it is a good step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction, Mike, but the construction industry remains firmly in a recession, contracting for the fourth quarter in a row. So where exactly are you getting work at this stage?
In all sectors, so we cover private sector, government sector, all the SOEs. What the few very big projects that are on the go in South Africa, we were fortunate enough to get the majority of them. And just recently, in the last few weeks or months, there are some big signs of big contracts coming out of the SOEs. And we're very pleased that now the SOEs, I think, are in better shape, they're better managed, they've got better governance structures, and we won't expect the nonsense that we've seen for the last 5 years. So with that, we know that tenders will be properly put out and properly awarded. And for instance, Sanrail have on the table at the moment, we've got tenders of about 8 billion. Mm-hmm. And the OR Tambo is putting out a lot of work. Cape Town Airport, the runway and the domestic terminal improvements there, that is out to tender now. So Eskom are building new finance dams for the Kendal and Majuba power stations. So suddenly there is quite a lot of big work coming out. Transnet are just putting out that tender again on the Durban Harbour. Yeah. Which we thought we should have got from second place when the first guy fell by the wayside, but they're going out to tender again, which is okay. So that's 4.5 billion. And there's another one coming out in the harbour as well. It could be another few billion. So it really is nice to see some big contracts. We haven't seen this for quite a while.
Okay, so all very positive. What risk are you pricing in nevertheless, and knowing just how distressed those balance sheets are looking at this point?
Yeah, look, now we have never... often we get late payment, and that's why we like to have our cash reserves intact, and that's maybe why we've taken a very conservative view on our dividend. But we like to have cash available because we do, sometimes there are late payments. But we've never not been paid. You know, government SOEs have always paid at the end of the day, so we don't take any risk on that.
Let's leave it there. Mike, always a pleasure. Your last sitting with us, and we wish you the best as you venture into retirement. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course,
thanks,
Mike
Felicia.
Wiley is chairman of WBHO.